Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. There is a new way now for those who have cabins up north on how to keep the bears from digging through. Because oftentimes right. you have some trash cans out and you got bears digging through there and dealing with all
sounds
that
like
stuff.
Helpful news. How do you?
Yeah, and there is a new way you can take care of that. You can draw a goalpost across there. Bears won't cross the goalpost, right? The touchdowns. Do you have anything else?
I don't. Right. I can't follow that.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Hillstad.
You found one. Michelle Richards is here. Vince is back on Monday. You found one, right? A Bears joke that you wanted to share with the class.
Okay, yeah, sure. So, Eric, why doesn't Springfield, the capital of Illinois, have a professional football team?
I don't know. Why not?
Because then Chicago would want one.
Bye. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Yep. Keep texting them in. We're enjoying some
you
of these.
You can't see my huge eye roll, by the way.
More on the Packers here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Boy, when you hear something like this, you know it must be bad. That's what it sounded like on a plane. Severe turbulence forcing a Scandinavian Airlines flight to head back to Europe on Thursday. It was bad.
There were screams in the sky and the sounds of items crashing when passengers captured the chaos from severe turbulence and posted it on social media. The Miami-bound flight that had taken off from Stockholm, Sweden, turned back over Greenland and headed to Copenhagen, Denmark, so the plane could be inspected. No one was seriously hurt. Passengers received hotel rooms before boarding another flight to Florida. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I always wonder about that. Yeah, then we're going to have you get on another flight. You know what I mean? You wonder who would be interested in flying again after that. In one of the videos, you can see someone's feet like nearly touching the ceiling of the craft. You can see it in the background. Their boots like fly up in the air just by the way they were positioned when that thing began to drop.
That's terrifying.
So luckily, no one hurt amazingly. And I also wonder, like, imagine if anyone was not in their seats, if anyone was just walking around or, God forbid, using the restroom or anything. Amazing that there aren't any injuries. It's pretty dramatic. 7:14, lots to get to in sports with Greg next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Well, if you didn't already know, it's Packers-Bears week. Not elusive to all the amazing jokes that we have on this program, which means it's time to pull out all of the statistics that, you know, sound unbelievable, but then when you think about the matchup, nah, they're pretty believable. Here we go. The last time the Chicago Bears beat the Green Bay Packers, December 16th, 2018. That's kind of 6 years ago. 10 straight losses, which means the Packers are 10-0 under the tutelage of Matt LaFleur against the Chicago Bears. No Bears player on the active roster for Chicago has defeated the Packers. They're not jokes, folks. These are stats.
But you laugh when you hear them.
You definitely do. George McCaskey, made chairman of the Chicago Bears 13 seasons ago. Buddy has only beat the Packers 3 times, and we're going to give him the mad money treatment.
Sell, sell, sell.
Indeed. Jair Alexander has his thoughts.
I mean, it's fun. It's exciting. I always say, you know, things could be a lot worse. I could be a Bears fan.
There it is. Thank you for being ready for that one. This man has never lost to the Bears in his career under the green and gold. It's Elton Jenkins.
You know they fans, you know, jibber-jabbering, doing a lot of talking. And then when the game do come down to like the third, fourth quarter where we up, I like to just hear all the quietness and stuff like that and the people leaving the stadium.
The third quarter was the
right.
See, it's not, again, not a joke. I think that makes the case. It's Packers-Bears week, everybody. Noon on Sunday at Soldier Field. Speaking of boat race, set maybe on the other end for the Wisconsin Badgers. No, no, no. All right, before we throw the throttle, we have to talk about the mindset when you're staring down the barrel of the number one team in the nation coming to your house under the lights Saturday night. So when we're talking motivating players, let's go to who knows best. It's Barry Alvarez.
You know, you don't motivate somebody by saying, you're going to get beat if you do this. Or you're going to get beat if you don't practice better. You don't tell them you're going to get beat. You never say you're going to get beat. It's what the things you have to do to win. And then the coaches command that during practice.
I like that. That's not, hey, everyone's counting you out. That's not that discussion, because they've had that before, and it has worked in the past for multiple teams. So, Badgers, Oregon Ducks, Saturday night, 6:30 kickoff at Camp Randall. Finally, we've got high school football playoffs here on WTMJ tonight. Catholic Memorial versus Wisconsin Lutheran. Kickoff at Muskego High School happens at 6. If you cannot make it out, catch it right here on WTMJ.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights. Here
yeah,
we go. It gets really juicy tonight. So good luck to all those teams. By the way, did you hear? So they are considering building a new Bears stadium.
Yep.
And they said it has to have a roof.
Okay.
You know why?
For weather, I'm assuming?
Well, no, because every trash can needs a lid.
Oh!
Thank you. Thanks to the 920 for that one. Text them in if you like the Bears jokes. WTMJ Talk and text line 855-616-1620. Someone texting and asking, hey, can you please put all the jokes in one spot? I'm missing some of them. I just missed the one about the garbage can lid. Sorry, 262. We're doing the best we can with what we got here. It is Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince is back on Monday. Michelle Richards is here. Thank you, Michelle, for coming back for another day. Interesting nugget in the world of job application and looking for work. In the era of the selfie, there is one generation that's sharing its favorite photo with potential employers. A new survey by Talker Research is revealing that American millennials are leading the way in including photos on resumes. Even though generally in the U.S., we do exclude the headshots, obviously if you're in certain lines of work, like if you're acting or whatever, but including the photo of yourself and your mug on the resume. Now, the survey conducted last month, 1,000 Americans across generations and across the country about the resumes. They say 42% of millennials, and they were born from 1981 to 1996, say they would include a photo on their resume or job application.
Now, are these professional headshots or are these selfies?
I doubt that. Well, they're probably not professional, but they may not just be like you.
Hey.
Selfie, like at the Packers game.
Right.
No, but no, I think it's a self taken shot, if you will.
Okay, so I think this has been common in other countries, definitely Europe for some time, and I saw also in some Asian countries that this is pretty common practice. But here in the U.S., I think there are concerns about, you know, unconscious bias, discrimination. You know, maybe if you see a person and make a judgment, regardless of whether you intend to
or
not.
Right, yeah, the book by its cover situation, right? Well, yeah, and you can make that argument too, and I mean this seriously. I'm going to ask this question seriously, even though it may come off as snide or whatever, but like, what if you're not pleasant to look at? And if you're not, will that have an adverse effect? And I'm not trying to suggest that people aren't all beautiful in some way or another, but you know what I mean? Like, what if... will that, even if it's subconsciously, have an employer throwing your resume aside?
Well, and how many people are going to put filters on their photos that might make you look more attractive than you actually are?
Michelle Holohan, who's the VP of employer brand for HireMind, she was speaking with Newsweek, and she discourages photos on resumes. She says, I think putting a photo on your resume job in a job search is suicide. Unless you are an actor or a model, et cetera, et cetera. She says, in U.S. corporate America, I know many employers that automatically ditch resumes with photos. They're actively trying to decrease bias in an interview process. It's just too risky. And totally get that. Like, you don't want to, even if it's completely non-intentionally done, if you are caught to be leaning one way or another because of what the photo may show, that doesn't help anybody.
Well, and it's the same reason you don't put your age on a resume, right? You don't want to be discriminated against if you're a little bit older and looking for a job.
You know, it's interesting, though. Wouldn't you be able to figure that out as an employer, how old someone was just by the experience and when they're, you know, if your first job was 1975, I think the employer's going to figure that out, right?
Unless do you really go back that far, though? I mean, don't you just usually go back a couple jobs?
As a one who used to take in quite a few resumes, I was always surprised at what was on some of them.
I was a waitress.
Yeah, like high school jobs. Some people threw those on there. I'm like, huh, okay. You know, it didn't really affect a decision at all, but was one thing that and noticed. Anyway, I'm curious if, with what you said, if this is something that's going to just continue to grow. If anything, I would suggest that it could indicate just your ability to be more visual, which in many jobs is helpful. Like if you're able to create what is a pretty looking resume, is that fair? Then that would indicate you are more, you have more talents that you can create in whatever the job it is you're looking for, that you have that ability to use more than one program or do one more than one thing.
Sure. And there are those resume builders out there, and some of them have spots for pictures.
What would you do if you saw a resume come through typewritten, like with a typewriter on that old type paper and everything?
News about your money. Yeah, it's a good question. I guess it would depend, but that would be a hurdle right from the start, I'm guessing, if it's, because that does not come off well, I don't think, even though that would be unique and cool.
I was going to say, nowadays, wouldn't it be unique?
Kind of retro.
Might stand out.
Yeah, you're right. Give it a shot. Let's see what happens. News handwritten. Oof. The note that was left by Dom Catronio here in the studio reads, William Contreras is the best catcher in baseball. That story at 7:45.
It takes months, if not, you know, up to a year or even longer to plan a big celebration like a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And you expect it to be, you know, memorable, and you expect people to care.
Of course.
And show up for you. Unfortunately, this didn't happen for one couple in Oregon. They announced their wedding date in January, and Kalina and Shane, the happy couple, were talking nonstop about it. They invited more than 75 people. Yet when the big day arrived, only 5 of them showed up.
Well, did only 5 RSVP that they were coming?
No, I think they got RSVPs. They were planning on 40 people to show up. So that implies that 40 people said they would. And
was it snowing?
5 of them showed up.
Was there severe weather?
No.
What do you do? Do you still have it?
They told people to show up at 1, and they were going to walk down the aisle at like 1:15. And the mom texted the bride and said, there's nobody here. And they waited until 2, and then they just said, yeah, we're just going to do it. I mean, I'm in the dress. My hair is done. My makeup's done. We're ready to go.
Is it more awkward to be the bride or groom, or like the one person that came?
Well, she's trying to hold it together and not like fall apart on her wedding day because all of her friends ditched her.
Well, how does this happen, though? Like, why? How did we even hear about this? Did they go?
She posted on TikTok.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Why? Why? We don't need to hear your misery.
She posted on TikTok, and some were like, okay, there's got to be something else going on here. People don't like, I don't know.
Or maybe
did you do something to offend people?
You know, we've heard of bride and grooms asking for money from their guests. Hey, you can come to our wedding, but you got to pay us.
Yeah,
maybe that's part of the issue.
That wasn't made clear, but some TikTokers were reacting like, you know what? Let's have a do-over. We'll all show up for you.
Oh, so the TikTokers are going to throw a party for them? Okay. All right.
Who knows?
7:39. There's a big event taking place tonight, but is it real? That story coming up.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
So if you haven't recognized, it's Packers-Bears week this weekend. And amongst the multitude of stats that I can list or jokes that we can come up with, I do have a live look at inside the Bears camp. Yeah, that dumpster's on fire currently. So we've discussed game plan, right? We've discussed X's and O's, who's in, who's out. The discussion for the Bears all week, it's been, should they bench their number one overall pick quarterback, Caleb Williams, because of how messy of a year this has been. Safe to say the honeymoon phase is much over in Chicago. ESPN's Dan Orlovsky.
Chicago thinks they're dating Caleb Williams. You're married to him, okay? You draft Caleb Williams, you decide to start Caleb Williams, and the first time that the adversity hits, it's like, well, we'll push you over here, and you don't matter anymore because the other stuff is more important. You're married to him, guys. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
A little relationship advice from the former quarterback. Right. It's not wedding bells we hear. No, okay, all right. Packers-Bears, noon Sunday at Soldier Field. Little Undertaker never hurt anybody, right?
It's going to be great.
Packers, Bears at Sunday. Meanwhile, how about a little baseball news? The Milwaukee Brewers announced details and some tweaks to their regular season schedule.
We knew the date, March 31st. We knew the opponent, the Kansas City Royals. We now know that opening day in Milwaukee will be a 1:10 first pitch. New for 2025, all regular season weeknight games, Monday through Thursday, will start at 6:40. All Friday games will begin at 7:10. Tickets for spring training go on sale November 18th at 10 a.m. The Cactus League season begins February 22nd. Greg Matzik, WTMJ News.
Ooh, baseball around the corner already?
Mm-hmm.
More Brewers news, by the way. Congratulations to William Contreras. Names to the MLB All-First Team representing the catcher's position. That means the well-deserved William Contreras is the best catcher in Major League Baseball, and he's on your Milwaukee Brewers.
And we should learn about Jackson Churio and Pat Murphy next week for Manager of the Year and Rookie of the Year.
Which, come on. Like, gotta be a lock, right?
You would assume so, right? Come on.
Yeah, we'll be kicking and screaming in a week. You wait.
Hey, do you know...
Go ahead.
Sorry, no, do you have...
No, I know what you have planned. You should do it, and we should fulfill the audience's they want.
Just because they have been suggested to us via the text line... There is a new way now for those who have cabins up north on how to keep the bears from digging through, you know, because oftentimes you have some trash cans out and you got, you know, bears digging through there and dealing with all
that
stuff.
Sounds like helpful news. How do you
do that? And there is a new way you can take care of that. You can draw a goalpost across there. Bears won't cross the goalpost, right? The touchdowns. Do you have anything else?
I don't. Right. I can't follow that.
All right. Tauscher's next.
Idea Man.
When you go out to dinner or a big lunch and you say it's a birthday, is there an expectation that there is a dessert coming?
Innovative.
I kind of gave a look like, hey, it's his birthday. And the guy's like, oh, cool.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And then as we come, he goes, you guys want anything else? And I'm like, nope, we're good. And he brings the bill and that's the end of the day. And I just was thinking to myself, that is really weird.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
So Tausch, we've been telling jokes. Listeners have been texting in their favorite Chicago Bears jokes. And we're also getting some reaction from folks saying, hey, careful, this is only going to come back to bite us. I love that concern that we're worried that our joke-telling may actually sway the game on Sunday. There's concern over this Chicago Bears team.
I think what there's always concern about is letdowns. And, you know, from a professional athlete standpoint, especially in the NFL, when you start getting to the highest levels, your margin of error is razor thin. So when there are little things that will motivate you, and this is why you see some of the greats, LeBron and Jordan and Tom Brady, almost sometimes manufacturing controversy or slights in order to help motivate. So I understand that. And the NFL, we've seen crazy stuff. Carolina's won some games. I didn't think Carolina could beat anybody. Chicago is reeling. And the thing that I cautioned earlier this week, and I think Benny Brust on KBN said 0% chance that the Bears could beat Green Bay. And anytime I start hearing that stuff, my ears do perk up. I love the jokes. I just love that 10 light bulbs or one and then 10 people talking about that 85 chance. Like, that's all fun. But when you're playing, I think the biggest thing, I always liked playing teams after they won or had a big win, because human nature isn't just with humans, it's football players too. There is that time you kind of let down a little bit. Oh, that's a great win. And I always would rather have somebody feeling a little fat and happy rather than backs against the wall, everybody telling me how bad we are. Professional athletes and the Bears are going to be extra prideful. You know you're going to see them come out with that kind of backed up mentality, and that's always a dangerous thing. So, yes, I do think the Packers should be on high alert.
What does a team do the night before the game for a game like this? They got to stay in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
They do anything?
Well, I think... So, this is kind of a funny little bit. We, you know, some of us bigger guys would there's a great little store, and I'm not going to give free advertising, out right on Michigan Ave. And we used to stay at a nice hotel right down there.
Okay.
And the big guys, it was like clockwork. We'd get down there in the O-line. We'd meet in the lobby. We'd walk down. We'd go to this store because they had big boy clothes. And then we'd come back. And Mike Sherman one year, it was around Christmas, said, let's make sure our focus is on, because everybody loves shopping down in Chicago, even NFL guys. And don't be bringing back a bunch of presents and everything else. So I think we got beat. And then everybody's coming in on the plane, and there's there's bags from all kinds of different stores.
Fantastic.
And Garrett's popcorn, and everybody's firing it up in the overhead bin, and you can just see the coaches like, I tried to tell you, don't do it. So you go out, you got great food down there. Cut Restaurant, the steakhouse, that's a great partner of ours in ESPN Chicago. So you go, you get a great meal, you get a little shopping in, because it is nice, you get down there earlier, because right. It's such a 10-minute flight or whatever it is, but it's always still going to be focusing about the game.
Well, did you hear, actually, this is serious, they said that they're not going to sell Bears jerseys, at least the little kid ones, on Michigan Avenue anymore. Do you know why? Because they cause a choking hazard.
Eric.
Choking hazard.
Oh, that's... Wow. Where do you get all these jokes from? Is this just interwebbed? Or I had a hunch that was where it was going. Where are you pulling all these? Just fans sending stuff in?
Yeah, you'd be amazed at the number of jokes people have texted in. Some of them we can't even read because they're just not appropriate. But yes,
a little envelope pushy. So yes. I will say, and I'm telling you, I think this is all fun, and we've had it, and I don't think anyone is feeling bad, except for Wildy, about how Bears fans are feeling about their football team. But there is something. You know that this group is going to bring everything they got. They got a new offensive coordinator. And whenever somebody is telling you how bad you are and you don't have a chance, that gets dangerous. So I think my antenna, the problem is, from their perspective, Green Bay is just a lot better team.
Yeah.
And they have a lot more weapons. And they're a lot more confident. All of those things, but come out, get out to an early start. You can bury these boys pretty quick.
But that's no joke. All right, Tosh. Thank you, sir.
Good to see ya.
Tosh, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. By the way, the forecast is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating.